Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, August 16th. We're headed to the races at Saratoga to look at their late pick four. Starts in race nine, leads off with a couple of stakes races. The first one is the Skidmore for two-year-olds, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Tom Leach here along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, what say you on the Skidmore?
Well, it's a 5.5 furlong for two-year-olds, and one of the best horses in here is by Wesley Ward, and he hasn't raced yet. So first-time starter for Wesley Ward on the inside. You got to use him, and as we're recording this on Thursday, he was entered and was going to run on Thursday in a maiden special weight at Saratoga, and it rained about 2 hours before the race, and so they scratched him. So I assume he's going to run on Saturday. Got to use him. They gave $950,000 for this horse. Very well bred, obviously, and be interesting to see if he's going to win a stakes race first time out. But I got to use some other horses in here as well. Sandal Song for George Weaver broke his maiden at Gulfstream back in May, and they shipped him to Ascot, and he ran third over there. Only got beat three lengths. Horse that beat him came back and won in the Norfolk Stakes, a group two over there at five furlongs. So Sandal Song is going to be the favorite here, I have no doubt. Got to use him. Got to use Bobrovsky for Dale Romans on the outside. Won by 10.5 last time out on the dirt. They were going to try him on the turf here, first time on turf. Alvarado takes him out for Dale Romans. And in Spirit of New York for Adam Rice, the eight horse had a 73 buyer first time out at Saratoga on the turf. So a red takes the mount on Sandal Song instead for Weaver, and Jose gets this mount. So I'm going to use those four. I could have gone with the other Weaver horse as my fifth horse in here, but I basically chose to take Sandal Song because he ran better than Tough Critic over in Ascot. So I'm going to use four of them, the 1, 2, 4, and 8. Sandal Song and Schwarzenegger will probably be my exacta box.
I ended up on that other Weaver horse, Tough Critic. I like this one a good bit. I went back and watched his race at Keeneland. I remembered thinking that he had run especially well, and nothing really jumps out at you on the running line. But if you go back and look at the race, they're going short. It's a turf sprint, and he's next to last going into the far turn. And when they get to mid-stretch, there's a Wesley Ward horse that was a next-out winner that opened up by three or four lengths, so he was loose. And Tough Critic runs him down and was very impressive in doing so. And I thought off that performance, I know he didn't run well at Ascot. I'm just going to forgive that. And Weaver's Barnes, been hot at Saratoga, especially with these turf sprinters. 24% strike rate in that category for the Weaver Barnes. So I'm going to use Tough Critic. I'm also going to use Schwarzenegger for the reasons you mentioned, and I'm going to use the stablemate Sandal Song because, again, it's the other Weaver, so if I'm taking one, I'm not going to let the other one beat me. And I'm going to just stop with those three because I had trouble narrowing down in other places anyway. So I looked at Arindel and Spirit of New York, and I certainly could have been talked into going deeper with a chance to narrow the ticket somewhere else. But I ended up with Tough Critic I like a lot, so I'm going to go three deep. 10th race is the Grade 1 Alabama for three-year-old fillies at 1.25 miles, and I think that's the key thing. I'm not sure any of these really want 1.25 miles. Queen Azteca, I'm going to take at a price. Been running in marathons in Europe. Team Valor, I think they're very sharp at finding horses overseas that can come here and do well. And this horse held her own against the boys in the UAE Derby back in the spring. And then after that, if the rest of them, I've got to use Good Cheer, Nitrogen, and La Cara. I don't know that, in speed figures, none of them has much separation. Good Cheer, 7 for 8, so bad in the Acorn, but if you draw a line through that, she looks very impressive. Nitrogen, I wonder about 1.25 miles. Same for La Cara, both trained by Mark Cassie. Both have good speed. Both are, grade one winners. I'm not sure if Nitrogen is, but graded stakes winners, certainly. And I think, very classy fillies. So I'm going to go four deep, but try to get Queen Azteca home on top. How'd you see the Alabama?
If Queen Azteca wins, I'm going to be out of the pick four because I think there's three horses in here, and it's hard to separate them. I'm going to take Good Cheer on top. I'm going to draw a line. Sometimes a horse just runs so badly that you just excuse the effort and you say, okay, and it's obvious in the Acorn, she didn't like the track. She caught a sloppy track. She had run well on a sloppy track at Churchill, but she was only running against four other horses. It was her second time out, and she won easily. So the competition wasn't there. The Acorn came up tough, and Lacara looked really good that day. So Lacara liked the track better than Good Cheer. And Good Cheer comes back here. First time she'd lost. She won seven in a row. Nobody had gotten within two lengths of her until the Acorn. So I think she bounces back here. I don't think the mile and a quarter will be a big issue for her because she did run a mile and an eighth at Churchill in the Kentucky Oaks, and she won that going away by two and a quarter. Looks like she could run all day that day. So I'm going to take Good Cheer, but I got to use Nitrogen and Lacara. Lacara's pretty impressive in that this is her 12th lifetime start in the middle of her three-year-old season. So Mark Cassie has had this filly good for a long, long time. Got a lot of speed. Nitrogen does too, though. So I think it sets up well for Good Cheer to come from off of it. And I'm going to play her to win. And you might get a little bit of price on her than you normally would because the other two are in here.
The 11th race is a 35K non-winners, a two-lifetime claiming event. Three-year-olds and up on the turf at a mile and a 16th. And how'd you see this one?
Well, I almost singled Assertiveness. I think Pletcher puts this one in, puts him up for a price of $35,000, drops down from Stakes Company two races ago and an allowance company at Monmouth. Horse ran well at Keeneland, ran well at Gulfstream on the turf. So I think Assertiveness is going to be the favorite in here. Also used Mogo for Linda Rice. Linda Rice is going well right now at Saratoga. She's 20%, just like she almost always is. This horse came up against a couple of tough horses last time out at Churchill and caught a sloppy track. Gets back on the turf where he ran well back at Gulfstream and at Sam Houston. So use Mogo with Irad up. And I'm going to use for my third choice is Kid Crease on the outside for an unknown trainer named Linda Dixon, only 8 for 103 this year. But Santana takes this mount. And if you've been watching Ricardo Santana, you do not want to leave him off your tickets to Saratoga. He's riding as well as he ever has. This one has a lot of speed, and I think he's going to get this one to the lead from the outside and just could hold on a long way. So Kid Crease is my little bit of a long shot, 7-2, but Assertiveness is going to be his favorite in here.
I've got Assertiveness, and I'm going to use one more. I'd like to go deeper, but to keep the ticket around the budget mark I want, I'm going to use Assertiveness for the reasons you mentioned, and Mogo. It's a horse that Linda Rice claimed out of Churchill Downs and moves this one to the turf, slight drop in class. And I think, you know, the races in Kentucky, I think, have been just double tough this year with the purses that we have here in the Bluegrass State. So I think he played a tough schedule there in Louisville. And so I'm going to give Mogo a shot to upset Assertiveness. Use those two on my pick four ticket. Last race is a first level allowance, 3-year-olds and up for New York Breds on the turf at 5.5. Pay the Juice intrigues me a little bit. Not a great post from the 10 hole, but the last two races were his best. I think Dylan Davis is going to be a good fit for this horse. Rode the horse once before from a wide post and had him finishing well. And this horse cuts back from two turns. And I think he did run well here going short last year. So for Shug McGahee, I think this one has got a shot. Not for hire. It's George Weaver in a turf sprint. And a horse that had some trouble last time out. Sir Cartwright is bred to like the turf. And the trainer's good with turf sprints. So we'll see how that goes. And then Spoken Bluntly, speed and the rail and a couple of mid-80 buyers. So I'm going to go four deep in here and try to get Pay the Juice home for the win pick. How about you?
Pay the Juice was the last one I eliminated to try to keep my tickets a little bit affordable. I think Pay the Juice has got a shot, but I did eliminate him because of the outside post on the 5.5 furlong turf. And I went with Not for Hire for George Weaver, and again, Santana rides this horse. Didn't run that well on July 19th and went off at 2-1. Got beat by a couple of these, including I think Courtly Banker beat him, and then On the Ledge beat him. I'm going to use Not for Hire. I'm going to use Courtly Banker, like Barkley Tag's horse here, at a little bit of a price, 9-2. And then the third one I'm going to use is Spoken Bluntly for Levine. on the inside with Kendrick Carmouche, and Carmouche is a very aggressive rider, so this one is probably going to go the lead from the inside and just say, come and catch me. So I went three deep in here. I could use your horse as my fourth one, but I'm going to stick with 1, 2, 5.
Pick four tickets. I'm going to start with 1, 2, 6 in the Skidmore, then 2, 4, 5, 6. See if I can get Queen Azteca to upset the more likely winners. 1 and 5 in the third leg, and 1, 2, 8, 10 in the fourth leg. $48 ticket. How about you?
I'm going to spend $54. I couldn't find a single. If I did single, it would be good cheer in the Alabama. But I'm going to go 1, 2, 7, 8 with 2, 4, 6 with 1, 5, 10 with 1, 2, 5. Very similar. We could both hit it, or we're both going to go broke.
Well, let's go for the former and both try to hit this thing. Best of luck if you're playing there. Woodbine has a big day with the King's Plate card. Got Ellis, Del Mar, so lots of good racing. Just make sure you have funds in your Keeneland Select account. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that is the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.